Well, good morning. Good to see everyone today. And today we will finish up our series titled What the Bible Says. Next week we're going to begin a brand new series as we begin a study of the book of 1 John. 1 John. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. In just a moment we're going to look back at those verses that were just read here. My lesson this morning is titled, What the Bible Says About Transgenderism. And so, whether we realize it or not, brethren, we are engaged in a battle. And our children are in the crosshairs. All right? And so we're experiencing the secularization and the sexualization of our children, of our youth. You see, our children have become prey to liberals. And I'm going to mention several people. This doesn't include everybody. This is just a sampling of some of the folks who are bullying your children, my children, other people's children. And so, first of all, the Democratic Party. Now, you may be a Democrat, Republican. Listen, the Democratic Party, that left, is really pushing this agenda that's just crazy when you look at it. But they're behind a lot of this stuff, all right? And but not only that, you have corporations. And so you have corporations like Target. Target got blasted the other day. They hired a Satanist to design children's gay clothing, basically, and pride clothing. We're talking about onesies. I'm not talking about mature people. We're talking about children. We're talking about babies. We're talking about, you know, babies and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-year-old children. So this guy designs these clothes for them, right? And, of course, they got hammered and they lost about $12 billion in about a week. Bud tried the same thing. Bud has lost now, I think, approximately $27 billion to date. Bud is hurting big time. And I really believe that a lot of these other corporations quickly began to jump in there to kind of help Bud, because Bud was suffering. And then that's when Target came out. Even Chick-fil-A and PetSmart. Now, that, how much sense does that even make? Who wants to buy clothing for a dog, right? It's just silly. It's just absolutely silly. But I want to point out something here that's important. Keep up the pressure, by the way. It's working. Disney's hurting. Bud's hurting. Target's hurting. Everybody out there, I think finally they woke up the sleeping giant. I think finally enough people in America said, you know what, you have pushed this too far. And people are beginning to buck now, and I'm glad about that. I think that's a good thing. This is how you hurt them. This is how you cause them to back down, by simply not purchasing their products. That's all you have to do. But there is this credit score system. I don't know if you're familiar with or not, the ESG. All corporations are under this credit score. And so you have to cater to gays and transgender and all of this. And if you don't, then they will give you a low score. If they give you a low score, you can't go to the bank and borrow money. And so they have you. So they are forcing corporations to get on board and help push their agenda. This is the power of what they're doing as corporations. That's why we can hurt them. They lose their power. All right. But this whole score system is really important to understand. It's why these corporations are doing this. They have to. Because if they don't, they're not going to be able to compete. And so, but they're getting on board. Well, we just simply don't buy their product, and that will cause them to back down. But you got a lot of progressive thinkers, you know, like George Soros and Bill Gates and others who also are pushing this agenda. You have people engaged in big tech, like, you know, Facebook. You think Facebook's not involved in this? Say something about transgenderism or gays or whatever, and watch what happens to your account. They will cancel you. That's what will happen. But in addition to that, you have TikTok, which is probably the worst social media site you can possibly get on. I don't know that to be a fact, but from what I've seen, it seems to be about the worst. And then, of course, Hollywood and school boards and physicians. So all these people, they gang up and they bully our kids. And that's what they're doing. They are pushing the envelope. And everyone is drinking the Kool-Aid. That's what amazes me. I watch sometimes some of these school board meetings and that, and it blows my mind. Parents are screaming and shouting at them. They just don't hear them. They are just so locked in this whole agenda that they don't care. So, let me just say this for young people. Beware of social media. It is dangerous. And this is where a lot of kids get it. There's a young girl. Her name is Chloe Cole. I don't know if you've seen her on YouTube or not. Beautiful little girl. She's now 18 years old. But she was transitioning to male. And had her breasts removed, everything. And it started with her going on social media, talking to these people, the whole transgender community. And they were so welcoming. And they just said, oh, your problems will go away. Your life will be so much better. This is what you've been looking for your entire life. This is it. And so they buy in. And then when these kids decide, you know what, I don't think this is for me, I'm going to detrans, right? And what happens is they will turn on you. The left will eat their own. They will turn on you viciously if you don't continue with them. If you dare say what they're doing is wrong, they will viciously turn on you. It's what they're good at. So let's look at just a few terms and vocabulary quickly. First of all, gender dysphoria. This is when your body and your brain don't match. This is what they say. I don't know when gender ever became a feeling. I don't know when that ever happened. I have never felt male. I've never felt female. I don't think you feel maleness. I just know I am. It's not a matter of feeling. But a lot of these people say, I feel like I'm female, or I feel like I'm male, therefore I must be. It's not a feeling, right? You're XX or you're XY. That's all you can be. That's all that there is. But anyway, these kids, they struggle because their brain doesn't match their body, and they struggle with this. I don't know what it's like to struggle with that. Never struggle with anything like that. But I can imagine it's confusing for kids. And then you run into the group we mentioned a few moments ago. Then you have transgender. That's simply the process of going from male to female or female to male. And then you have gender expression. This is how they express themselves. Sometimes it's through their hairdo. Sometimes it's through their dress. Sometimes, like, there's a guy in Indiana. He's on a city council. He identifies as a lesbian woman of color. He's a white man. But he doesn't change anything. You wouldn't know it. His hair isn't different. His clothing isn't different. Still goes by Ryan. He says it's spelled the same way, but you pronounce it the woman's way. Ryan. Same thing. It's the same thing. Nothing's changed. The point is. So some people express themselves in really weird ways. I don't know. If you look at some of the people on TikTok and other places, I mean, they truly look demonic. Really do. They look demonic. Just the way that they're made up. Then you have sexual orientation, and that's simply who you are attracted to sexually, being gay, straight, lesbian. And then non-binary, you know, you simply don't identify as male or female. And then you have about 85 or so different designations like this. So we're not going to go through all of them, right? There's just way too many of them to even go through at a time like this. But I just want us to look at the ones we're going to be dealing with here today. And so let's talk about two genders for just a moment. I want to remind you what the Bible says. And in Genesis chapter 1, we read about the creation. And as God creates man, we read that he scooped the dust of the ground together and formed a figure and breathed into that figure the breath of life, and it became a man. And then in Genesis chapter 2, God saw that it wasn't good for Adam to be alone. So God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. While he slept, God came and extracted a rib from his side. From that rib, he formed and fashioned the woman. And so you have these two genders. Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male, Zakar, and female, Nakeva. So you only have two genders, male and female. And after God had created man, God then pronounced that his creation was good. And notice that God did not say, oops, you know, that he messed up. He didn't mess up. God planned two genders. He created two genders. Now, these crazies want you to believe that gender is a spectrum. You know, it's A to Z. You can be way down here at A or way up here at Z or anything in between, right? That's what they are teaching, when in fact there are simply two genders. The Bible says God created them male and female. That's all that you have. Now, I'm going to play a video real quick. This is from Mark Robinson. Mark Robinson is the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. One of my favorite guys. It's about 2 minutes. He's in a Baptist church here.
Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils right now, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care, because it's time for us to stand up. Now, I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. You need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell. Yeah, I said it, and I mean it.
Amen. Amen. I love politicians that are bold like that. The liberals hate this guy in North Carolina, but, man, the conservatives love him. He's a great guy, speaks out for God and speaks the truth, and I'm grateful for that, because you don't have many people who are in leadership positions like that, who speak out like that. In Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 5, we're told that a man is not to wear that which pertains to a woman, and a woman is not to wear that which pertains to a man. Now, granted, when you look at how people dress 2,000 years ago, there was a lot of similarity, right? I mean, they wore very similar clothing, but it was distinct enough that you knew men from women. So there was no doubt about it. There was a clear distinction between what a man wore and what a woman wore. And so, again, it brings out the idea that there are simply two genders. There is male and there is female. And in Matthew chapter 19, if you remember, Jesus is engaged in the Pharisees in this debate on marriage. And Jesus said, long ago, God made them in the beginning. He made them male and he made them female. And for this cause, a man shall leave his father and his mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God hath joined together, let no one separate. Jesus confirms that they're simply male and female. That's all that you have. And so Satan, he's so good. He loves to take whatever God creates and pervert it. And that's what he's seeking to do. And by the way, do you notice this whole idea? It's all about sex. It's not about, you know, a relationship. It's about what kind of sex you like. That's what we're talking about here. This has no place in schools whatsoever. But anyway, Satan is so good at perverting what God creates. Satan knows that his time's limited. He's going to do the greatest amount of damage in the shortest amount of time possible. And by the way, I don't know, it irritates me too that they want to change the English language to accommodate them. It's not enough that they want to be recognized, but they want to change the English language. You know, these pronouns. And so they're real big on the pronouns. And if you don't use the proper pronouns, some of these people will cry. I mean, they'll get in the fetal position. They will. They really will. And in fact, many people look at it as a hate crime. If you burn the LGBTQ flag, that is a hate crime. All right, there's already been a person arrested for that. You can't do that. You can burn the American flag. You just can't burn the gay flag, which makes no sense whatsoever. But, you know, they and them. I'm not going to call a single person a third plural pronoun. They or them. I'm simply not going to do it. You're not they and you're not them. You're he or you're she, but you're not they and you're not them. It's just ridiculous, these pronouns. But, you know, it's just what they want. And then a whole month to celebrate, right? You get the whole month of June to celebrate this lifestyle. How come they don't celebrate heterosexuality for a whole month? Why don't they celebrate traditional marriage for a month? We don't get a month. They get a month. This seems like they're getting way beyond what they're entitled to. But anyway, they get a whole month to celebrate this perverted way of sex. God created it. He created it for a man and a woman, and it was good. And now Satan has perverted it. We need to recognize it. So I want you to see there are two categories of sin. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Look at verse 1. I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not before. 2 Corinthians 7, 1. Paul says, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Notice he says, from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. So you have sins of the flesh and you have sins of the spirit. All right, you got two categories here. The sins of the flesh are, you know, like drunkenness and fornication and homosexuality and anything you can think of that deals with the flesh. The spirit deals with stuff like pride and hatred and arrogance and things along those lines. Well, what the left wants to do is they want to come along and they want to place pride sticker on their sin to make it appear to be proper and normal and right. And it's not. It's wicked. And but anyway, they imagine taking the pride sticker and put it on any other sin. So you're going to go out there and use God's name in vain. Just put pride on it and do it well. If you're going to steal, put your pride sticker on there and go steal really, really well. Because that's what we're doing when we put pride on sin. Homosexuality is a sin. Paul says in Romans 1, men with men, women with women, doing that which is unseemly. It is against God. It's against God's order. It is immoral. It's degrading. But they want to make sin just appear as though it's not sin. That's what they want to do. They want to normalize sin. That's the whole idea of pride. Well, let me remind you that the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Romans chapter 6 in verse 23. And so that's where that lifestyle is headed. Death. And so, parents, if there was ever a time to teach your children, now is the time to teach your children. Because these are confusing times. No doubt about it, it's confusing. When you have your teachers and you have your counselors and you have school boards and you have, you know, people on the internet who are pushing you, all these voices whispering in your ear. It's a confusing time for our young people. There is no moral compass in America anymore. America simply has lost its way. But the Bible tells us that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And I think we're going to find that out in Ephesians chapter 6. This is what Paul says in verse 4. He says, and fathers, he says, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. And so if there was ever a time to teach your kids, if there was ever a time to give your kids guidance, I'm telling you, this is the time. Because your children are going to be taught either by these crazies or by you. They're going to be taught either way. And so if you choose not to get involved and choose not to teach them, these folks are going to teach them. And so you're the line of defense between your child and these people. It's vital that we train up our children, bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That is, that we bring them up based on the principles and the teachings of Jesus Christ. The principles and the teachings of the New Testament. That is the curriculum that we're supposed to be teaching our children, to help them understand that there are, in fact, two genders and only two genders. It's up to us to teach our children and help them understand God's will for sexuality. It's not the school board's responsibility. It's not the school's or the teacher's responsibility. It's a parent's responsibility. And so these evil people are coming after your children. I hope and pray you will shelter your kids and you will teach your children and you will train them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now I want to bring out something I think is important that they use here. Because they will tell you if you go to the school board or go to the teacher or whatever the situation is. When you go and you talk to them about your child, they're going to say, your child is in danger of committing suicide. You need to be careful. You need to allow your kid to transition to do this, because if you don't, more than likely, your child is going to commit suicide. Now, you're thinking, you know, do you want a dead child or do you want a transgender child? Well, if you have a choice, you would take the transgender. If you had the choice between a dead child and a transgender child. So that's where they want. But they also tell your kids, you tell your parents that if they resist you or they're against you, that I will commit suicide. So your children will tell you that they're going to commit suicide. And so this is what they use as a leverage to get the parents, because they know if the parents will come to their senses if they see there's a real danger of losing their child here. And so they'll allow their child to transgender or to transition. And so I just want you to see what they're up to. And this is the ploy that they use, and it works, and it's powerful. But it's what they're going to do. So if your kid comes and says, you know, hey, you don't let me do this, I'm going to commit suicide, I think you need to set your kid down, and you need to have a talk, and you need to open the Word and instruct your kid what God says about being a man and a woman and about sexuality. And there's very, very clear teaching here, but it's vital that we do this for our children because the times that we're living in are so confusing. Kids are just, their minds are spinning. I don't know how they can grasp everything that's going on around them, but it's crazy what's going on. We need to do something about it. I hope and pray we'll step up. But we need to proclaim the truth. We need to teach the truth. And we need to stand on the truth. We can't budge. What we see in churches all over America are people are caving. Churches that were against the gay lifestyle are now accepting of it. Many of them are accepting of it. How did they get there? Well, they didn't get there overnight. It was a process and through time. And that's what they hope will happen. Gradually, everybody will hop on board. And they'll see that this is fine and this is okay. No, it's not okay. And we cannot jump on board. And we have to stand against sin wherever it is. Because sin is sin and sin is against God. Against thee only have I sinned, David said in Psalm 51 and verse 4. Sin is against God. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you parents to realize there's a serious battle raging in our culture. It's serious. And we need to get involved. And so I want to encourage you to do that. And protect your children. Do whatever you can to protect your children. Because these crazies are coming for them. They are. Pray with me, please. Father, through the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love. Thank you, God, for the truth of your word. And we're grateful, God, that we can look at your word and know that we're being led in a way of life that is wholesome and good and right and proper and will create the greatest amount of happiness in human beings. May we see that your way is the only way. As Solomon said long ago, man's duty is to fear you and keep your commandments. And I pray, God, that your people will do just that. They will continue to fear you, not fear the loud crowd screaming, but rather fear you, not to be intimidated by those who stand opposed to us, but to stand strong and to stand with you and to stand for righteousness. Give your people strength, God, to stand in this time. We pray for our young people across this country. We pray that they can be delivered from the bonds that Satan has placed them in. So many of these kids have ruined their lives and they don't realize it. They're going to realize it in, you know, 5-10 years from now. What a great mistake that they made, changing their bodies in these drastic ways that they have. And they're going to be in for a rude awakening and life is going to become very, very difficult for them. And I pray that we as your people will be there to embrace those people, to help them, and to lead them to you, God. So help us in this great effort, in this great fight, this struggle we're in our culture. We pray and ask it through the name of Jesus. Amen.